For our next presentation this afternoon, we are diving into protecting an artist's legacy with estate and intellectual property succession planning, a topic that is critical for practitioners who are representing artists and other talent. We have two excellent panelists today for this topic. Meet Tamara Bennett, a lawyer and advocate for protecting content creators and users' rights. For 24-plus years of experience as an attorney, she's your trusted guide in trademark application prosecution, content licensing, especially in music, and protecting and monetizing inherited song and sound recording copyrights. Tamara has also co-hosted over 150 episodes of the Entertainment Law Update podcast, has written for publications like Billboard and The Texas Lawyer, is currently serving on the Board of Governors for the Texas Chapter of the Recording Academy, and is a past chair of Tesla and served on the planning committee here. We also have with us Daniel White, founding partner in the DFW law firm of Ward White PLLC. He enjoys a diverse practice focusing on estate planning, asset protection, and outside general counsel services for his business clients. Daniel is a former graduate school assistant professor at Liberty University's Graduate School of Business, where he taught a course entitled Legal Issues in Business for 10 years. Daniel also holds a graduate certificate from Berklee College of Music in music, business, law, and policy. Daniel is passionate about ensuring artists and their families protect their legacies by properly planning for the unknown. So, perfect panelists for this topic. Take it away.
Thank you, Gwen. Well, I will say again, excited to be here, excited to present with Daniel. We've worked together off and on for the last 2 years on a couple of different projects, so really glad to present. Our goal in the next hour, and as I looked at my notes, I thought I wrote the next 2 hours. I was like, well, that would not be a good time. But the next hour is twofold. We want to help you as attorneys advise and guide your clients in planning their legacy, if they will plan ahead of time, when your clients own or control intellectual property assets, copyrights, trademarks, right of publicity, as well as the personal and real property that may come along with that as part of the package. Most of our examples are going to be music business related, but that doesn't mean it doesn't apply across the board, as we will bring in different case scenarios where it deals with literary assets, film and television assets, right of publicity assets as well. And we want to help you help your client focus on their legacy and continuity when their death occurs, because it's going to happen. So some of the assets we're going to be talking about today, let's see if I can run the machine here. Daniel's going to give us a little bit of a rundown on those.
Yeah, you know, from an estate planning perspective, an artist coming into your office can be kind of a minefield for an estate planning practitioner, just because one of the big issues that you run into is the fact that when you're kind of assessing what assets are there, you don't always know to look to make sure that certain deals have been properly papered and that there's actually rights that exist. And there's obviously people that are fighting to say that they may own specific copyrights or other rights that are out there. So it's a minefield for anybody coming in, and I do highly recommend that you, for your clients, if they are going to see an estate planning attorney, that you do actually work with that estate planning attorney to make sure that they have, they're able to put together the assets. And we're going to look at this in two different ways. One, pre-planning, when someone comes in for an estate plan and looking at the assets, but then there's also looking at the assets when someone has died and now we're in probate because they failed to plan. Either way, the assets are kind of the same, but the perspective does change a little bit. So you've got obviously musical compositions and copyrights. You've got sound recording copyrights, NIL rights, and the right of publicity. We'll get a little bit deeper into the right of publicity because it's very important when it comes to estate planning and the estate being able to do what it needs to do when someone passes away. You've got social media and digital assets, visual and audio visual assets, and the copyrights that are associated with that. Equipment and instruments. You've got a band. Who actually has ownership of it? Does the band LLC have ownership of the naming rights and right of publicity and different things that go along with that? Physical and digital tracks, sound recordings, physical inventory of the CDs and the albums and the merchandise, contracts and licenses, and the revenue streams. You know, one of the things that we try to look at when you do have an artist and you're looking at either planning or you're in probate is really asking yourself the question of how are you promoting the artist's legacy through whatever's going to be done in the exploitation of these specific assets. And I can tell you from experience, even having dealt with some artists' estates, one of the biggest hindrances can be if you don't sit down and actually assess and make a good inventory of what all the assets are,